This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. There is no uniform policy for police pursuits across Hamilton County. Some police chiefs, including Cincinnati Police Chief Elliot Isaac, support establishing one for the region. A recent symposium of 44 law enforcement agencies in the county convened to discuss pursuit policy. And Cincinnati Metro Area Police Pursuit Symposium came just weeks after a deadly police pursuit on August 7th. On that date, Cincinnati Police pursued a vehicle into Newport, where the driver killed two bystanders and injured others. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the Cincinnati Police Department's vehicle pursuit policy and new proposals brought forth in the symposium are Cincinnati Police Chief Elliot Isaac. Chief Isaac, welcome back to our program.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
And we also have with us Pursuit for Change Chief Advocate Jonathan Ferris. He's on Zoom with us today. Jonathan, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Michael. Glad to be here.
And if you'd like to join our conversation, give us a call, 513-419-7100, or email talk at wvxu.org. Chief Isaac, on August 7th, that's the date we're talking about, this police pursuit that ended in the death of two individuals. This was a police pursuit that involved some federal agents and, of course, Northern Kentucky law enforcement after it crossed the river into Covington and then into Newport. Just to remind our listeners what happened that day, there were some individuals in a car who allegedly possessed 50 grams or more of methamphetamine. They had some guns. And he was attempted, the main driver, Mr. Meyer, was attempted to be arrested for federal firearm violations that afternoon. And then he fled. That chase went from Lower Price Hill across the Ohio River and ended up crashing into the sidewalk near Press on Monmouth in Newport and killing Gail and Raymond Label. Chief Isaac, I know there's not a whole lot that you can say because this incident is still under review internally, but can you offer any updates on where this particular case stands within the department?
Well, first of all, I want to offer my continued condolences to the family of those individuals that lost their life. It truly ended in a tragedy. And as you mentioned, there's not a lot that I can say other than the criminal investigation portion of it has concluded. So this now allows us to move forward with our administrative review and examine the propriety of our officers' actions. You know, anytime you see a tragedy like this, you have to take a step back and look. It's also an opportunity, again, for us to examine our pursuit policy and, you know, really make sure that we're balancing, you know, that expectation from society to go after those individuals that are responsible for violent crime, but also the safety of the public as well.
And Chief Isaac, this particular case really exemplifies the geographic challenges that a department like yours faces in finding some sort of singular alignment in the way you approach something like the pursuit of a suspect in a crime. Because we're talking about this symposium that took place recently that involved 44 agencies in Hamilton County, but this case alone involved federal agents, your own city police department, then we have police agencies in two states, three counties, three cities involved here. Can you talk a little bit in general about the challenges that law enforcement organizations face in finding some sort of singular method of response when there are so many borders and different agencies so close to each other where you have consistent crossing of lines?
Absolutely. And that is the challenge that we've long since recognized when it comes to vehicle pursuits. We are very grateful that Mr. Ferris joined us and was able to speak to the group to really offer some perspective. This is something that we had initiated and we're moving with prior to the August 7th incident, something that we've recognized for quite some time and something that I've been an advocate for, that we need a uniform policy. I'm not certain of any county in the country that has a uniform policy where all of those municipalities can be on the same page. It's something that we're very hopeful to accomplish here, at least in Hamilton County. We know that the Hamilton County Chiefs Association has already initiated a committee to work on developing that consistent pursuit policy for all 45 agencies in Hamilton County. So this is work that we're going to continue. Hopefully, we will continue to bring the city attention of all police departments that it is something that we all have to be mindful of and really be on the same page.
513-419-7100 is the number to call if you'd like to join our conversation or send your thoughts, questions, comments to talk@wvxu.org. We're joined on Cincinnati Edition today by Cincinnati Police Chief Elliot Isaac, as well as on Zoom by Pursuit for Change Chief Advocate Jonathan Ferris. And Jonathan, let me turn to you because we had this deadly tragedy earlier in August in the Cincinnati area, and this is now involving a community and a family that is dealing with a loss like you did more than 10 years ago, I believe 13 years ago. Would you mind sharing a little bit of your personal story as it relates to deadly police pursuits?
Sure. Thank you, Michael. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And I, too, want to express my condolences to the families and the friends of both the folks who were injured as well as those who died as a result of the fleeing felon and the pursuit. I've been involved in pursuit since May of 2007 when I received a phone call. My son was a passenger in a cab coming home from a night out in Boston, and he and his girlfriend were in a cab coming home. And at that time, a state trooper made the decision to pursue a person who did an illegal U-turn, and they pursued through several cities into a city that had a no pursuit or a violent pursuit felony only policy. And so as a result, one, I lost my son. Two, the taxi driver was killed and left behind a wife and a four-year-old child. And my son's girlfriend was grievously injured. And thank God was able after many years to actually recover. But it's a horrible situation for a family. And it's one that it's very difficult to understand and wrap your hands around because, you know, why was there a pursuit? Were there other options? And that's really where I came into this. And that was trying to determine, are there other means and other opportunities for law enforcement to prevent some of these tragic deaths and then the many, many injuries that occur as well.
And Jonathan, that's exactly the type of question that was raised after this August 7th tragedy was, why did this have to happen this way? How serious were the charges? Was the end result worth it? Could you talk a little bit about how families like yours begin to process that, or if you're ever able to?
You know, it's difficult, obviously, when anybody dies. In my case, it was a child, you know, 23-year-old child, but nonetheless your child. And I don't know that you ever fully process it. You just learn to deal with it. You really have no other choice. And so, you know, that's what you do. You deal with it. And understanding that law enforcement, each law enforcement agency out there has their own emergency vehicle operations policies, of which pursuit policies are part of that. And the Cincinnati situation was a great example of where you have different departments that have different policies. And in my case, if you look back at Boston, the state patrol was following their policy. That trooper was following his policy, and it allowed him to pursue even though it was a misdemeanor traffic violation. The city that he crossed into, legally crossed into, had a policy that only allowed the pursuit of a violent felon. And so, you know, it's very difficult because even if the city or a community puts in a very strict policy, typically state law allows them to cross the barriers. And so that that's just an incredibly difficult situation. And I don't know how a family, when it first happens, can even begin to process that. It's just too difficult. There's too much information out there. And I've been doing it for 13 years, and I still get really quite confused and saddened when situations like this occur.
And we are talking about Cincinnati and other communities' police pursuit policies. We're joined by Pursuit for Change Chief Advocate Jonathan Ferris, as well as Cincinnati Police Chief Elliot Isaac. And Chief Isaac, would you mind explaining to us what the general policy is for the Cincinnati Police Department as it relates to pursuits?
We certainly have a very rigid, no traffic only pursuit. For in an instance where that tragedy occurred with Mr. Ferris's son, you know, we do not pursue any longer for traffic only. You know, for a U-turn or something like that. That is something that we've had in place for a number of years now. And as I mentioned before, we're continuing to look at further opportunities to even restrict that policy. We very closely monitor our pursuits. The expectation is the officer and a supervisor monitor that and can terminate that pursuit anytime that situation appears to have gone in a direction where there's increased danger or it is simply not a situation where we can continue it. So I know one of the things that we have to continue is, again, it's that multi-jurisdictional situation that sometimes concerns me. Even the pursuits that come through our city as well, that is why I think it's critical that we all get on the same page with a consistent policy.
Chief, it would seem simple for someone like me who's not in law enforcement to say, I wouldn't know how to identify a place in our region where it's safe to engage in any type of high-speed chasing, where not only could any of the drivers involved, whether it be a suspect or a law enforcement officer, lose control of their vehicle, but also place other drivers or pedestrians in danger. So how are you able to find a balance between that danger and also a message to potential criminals that, you know, just because you run doesn't mean you're going to get away?
Well, you know, I think that is the balance that we have to try to maintain. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think pursuit driving is one of the more dangerous things that we do as a law enforcement officer. But I believe that there is also an expectation from our citizens that there are certain individuals that we just simply cannot allow to get away, that they would increase, there would be an increased danger to society if we don't. So finding that balance, and that is one of the requirements in our policy, is that they try to weigh that factor. Is there an imminent danger that this individual is a threat to society at large? Is there an opportunity to apprehend him later? These are all the questions that we need to ask. I think that, you know, what we've seen in recent months is something that has really brought that back to life. Even earlier in the summer, where we had the individual operating the semi on the 275 loop, who is a domestic situation. He was armed with a knife, and then the potential of the harm he could have caused in that tractor trailer. You know, those are the things that we are faced to decide it, you know, in that split second moment.
And that was a case you're referencing from the middle of July that involved a case that started in Butler County and ultimately ended up in, well, the Cincinnati SWAT team ended up helping out and deactivating and de-escalating that situation. So sometimes, of course, there are positive pursuits as it relates to criminal investigations in these chases. We're going to continue with Cincinnati Police Chief Elliot Isaac, as well as the Chief Advocate for Pursuit for Change, Jonathan Ferris. Coming up, we also expect to be joined by Ohio Department of Public Safety Office of Criminal Justice Executive Director Carlton Moore as we continue this conversation a little bit later on today. Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley is with us to talk about his proposals for police reform and more police funding as well. He'll be joined by Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We continue now with our look at police pursuit policy in the wake of a chase that resulted in the death of two bystanders in Newport a month ago. We're joined by Cincinnati Police Chief Elliot Isaac. He's on the phone with us. Chief Isaac, thanks for being with us. And we have Pursuit for Change Chief Advocate Jonathan Ferris. He's on Zoom with us today. Jonathan, thank you as well.
Thank you, Michael.
And joining us now on the phone is Ohio Department of Public Safety Office of Criminal Justice Executive Director Carlton Moore. Carlton, thank you for taking some time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll take your phone calls at 513-419-7100 or your questions, comments, and observations at talk@wvxu.org. Carlton, now that you're with us, let me address a question to you. We saw a 2017 study from the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics that found there were more than 6,000 fatal pursuit-related crashes just from 1996 to 2015. So we're talking about a nearly 20-year period, 6,000 fatal pursuit-related crashes. What is the law enforcement community's responsibility in reviewing those circumstances?
Well, I think the most important thing that agencies can do, and I think Chief Isaac would agree with this, is have a policy framework that guides every decision that agencies make in terms of whether or not to engage in a pursuit. And they should have really in place a whole matrix of decision points that allow them to make that determination, along with the assistance of upper-level folks who can make decisions even after a pursuit has already begun as to whether or not they're going to use certain types of techniques to terminate a pursuit. And so I think that's really where the role of law enforcement comes in this regard.
And again, Jonathan Ferris is the chief advocate at Pursuit for Change. He's on Zoom with us today. And Jonathan, as I noted, 6,000 fatal pursuit-related crashes from 96 to 2015, according to the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics. And as we spoke earlier, your son and the taxi driver in the Boston area there were among those fatalities back in 2007. What do you talk about when you come and visit law enforcement agencies? You were here in this area, or at least participating in this area's recent symposium. What is your message?
I think the message is that there is no perfect answer. Bystanders and citizens are always at risk when there's a pursuit. And that is even in a city that has a really strict policy. So Cincinnati and the chief have done a good job in putting in strong policies. However, the officer who's involved in a pursuit is the person who has to make that decision of, can I pursue? And as I begin the pursuit, am I putting other people in danger? And so I talked to them about that. We also mentioned that, the command is typically in a pursuit. Someone at a command level is monitoring that pursuit at all times and has the ability to call that pursuit off also. So we talk policy. How strict is the policy and is it followed? We talk training. Are the officers trained? Should every officer who's out there on the street be allowed to pursue? And we talk about, are there other options, from just good investigative police work to, technology tools and the like. But the bottom line is, even with the strictest policies out there, there's a distinct possibility. Well, other people will die. And one other point I would like to mention is that we don't very often talk about injuries. And the reason you don't is because nobody tracks them. The only report I've seen on injuries was from the FBI in 2017, and it was seven times the number of people are injured in pursuits than are killed.
Jonathan, this is this is a point that's made on your organization's website, that a lot of the data you hope to find is very challenging to track down.
Correct. There's no national policy, mandatory tracking of pursuits, of pursuit deaths, pursuit injuries, or anything else. So again, there are a handful of states that do track and that do report that, but there are other states out there that do not. And so that is a huge problem. And that's one of the things that Pursuit for Change is trying to also change, and that is to put mandatory reporting in place at a federal level.
And Carlton Moore is the executive director of the Ohio Department of Public Safety Office of Criminal Justice. And Carlton, I believe you also participated in this recent symposium in the Cincinnati area. And what was your message?
Well, I was not part of the symposium.
My apologies.
We actually had someone from my office who did participate in it. And, you know, what we were really focused on is educating agencies about our standards. So we have a vehicular pursuit standard that was passed by the Ohio Collaborative Community Police Advisory Board. And so that was really the purpose of our involvement, was to make sure that agencies, first of all, every agency across the state is required to have a pursuit policy in place. And then what the standard actually does is provide guidance on what that policy should look like. But I want to agree with the other guests in terms of the importance of training. You cannot just have a policy. People have to be trained on the policy. And then when people step outside of policy, actions need to be taken, but also the role of supervisors. You know, a lot of this can be avoided with, I think, good supervisory controls that assist the officer who is already in the pursuit.
And we're also joined on the phone by Cincinnati Police Chief Elliot Isaac. And Chief Isaac, before we let you all run, I want to just emphasize that the Cincinnati police officers who were involved in that police pursuit, according to some statements that you made just last week, they've been reassigned currently to administrative duties while this internal investigation is underway. And I want to ask, since you know you and other local law enforcement leaders are trying to come together on some sort of singular, like-minded pursuit policy, what happens next? You've had this initial conversation, but what work follows in order to put something like this together and then ultimately put it in place?
Well, certainly, as I mentioned, there's a committee that's been formed with the Hamilton County Police Chiefs Association, where we're going to try to develop a standard policy for departments in Hamilton County. I certainly agree with both of our panelists. We are a part of the Ohio Collaborative. I fully believe that our pursuit policy will meet that standard. But there's also one thing I just want to add. As we continue to examine this and we look to do better and to be better, when we are forced to engage into these vehicle pursuits, we can't lose sight that for this most recent tragedy, Mr. Meyer's actions are truly what caused it. But we certainly have to own our piece of it and attempt to do better. And I believe that that is the direction that we're headed. You know, in fact, I know we engage in about 20,000 vehicle stops a year. And less than 1% of those actually, less than one half of a percent actually, 0.4% of those actually end in a vehicle conversation. And most of those end without incident. So we're talking about a very, very small amount of vehicle pursuits. And as I mentioned before, something though that is extremely dangerous. So again, I certainly pledge to work towards those same goals that Mr. Ferris mentioned. I believe in tracking these pursuits. I know that doesn't exist. That is something that needs to happen. I certainly believe in more training and the use of technology to help reduce the danger in these, and also having a very strong that is the work that I believe they will continue, you know, in light of these recent incidents.
Cincinnati Police Chief Elliot Isaac, Pursuit for Change Chief Advocate Jonathan Ferris, and Ohio Department of Public Safety Office of Criminal Justice Executive Director Carlton Moore. Thanks to all three of you for taking the time. I hope we can get together and talk about this again as we learn more about what the next steps might be. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.